People for Business. A report from Small Business Britain and Indeed. October 2023. Small Business Britain is the UK's leading champion of small businesses, supporting all 5.5 million small businesses in the UK, no matter their background or circumstances, their location, their sector, or their ambition. Through a series of reports, events and campaigns, Small Business Britain champions, inspires and accelerates small businesses in the UK to foster growth and increase confidence. Foreword from me, Michelle Evans, founder of Small Business Britain. People are right at the heart of the small business experience. The passion brought by the entrepreneur, the community served, the direct personal relationships with customers and suppliers, and of course, the sense of connection and family small businesses have with their staff. The right people can make all the difference to a business, just as the wrong fit can be disastrous. In my experience, however, even the wrong decisions can lead us to learning something about ourselves, our business, and how to build better in the future. With the growth in AI, and no small interest in it from small business, you may be forgiven for thinking that people will be less central to the small business experience in the future. There are no signs that this will be the case. In fact, quite the opposite. AI is bringing innovation to recruitment and training, revolutionising skills training, and even when used well, improving our understanding of each other. The world of business remains about people. Looking now at small businesses and their people, we cannot avoid addressing the continuing tumultuous economic backdrop that the UK is in, and likely to continue to be in for some time. The challenges of Brexit, COVID, the energy crisis, the cost of living crisis, and now the unending spectre of high inflation and interest rates have placed huge burdens on small businesses and created many hurdles to be overcome. In their characteristic way, small businesses have, of course, overcome them. The entrepreneurial spirit really shone through when pressures on people were piled on, particularly in the last 3 years. Flexing working, in terms of flexible sales and production locations, working hours, working days, recruiting remotely, and more, have been strong positive trends to come out of the last few years. An increased focus on mental health has also been a positive step forwards in recent times, with a quarter of small businesses investing in increasing their training in mental health. We are seeing businesses put the human side of business first. Whilst skills shortages and low unemployment have made it harder for some small businesses to find the right people, there is definitely a trend for more flexibility in hiring, with remote working allowing workers to live further away, and flexibility opening up opportunities for a more inclusive workforce. This must be a positive thing. This openness to trying new things, a growing trend among small businesses, is reflected in the burgeoning interest in AI. With increasing numbers investigating AI, even if not really embracing its full capabilities yet, or any of us, there are considerable opportunities opening for small businesses. Will this impact the role of people in small business? I don't think so. The small business experience is so fundamentally human, driven by passion and drive and community. I think that the opportunities from AI will be exactly that, upside to supercharge an existing personal experience. People will remain at the heart of small businesses, the founder bringing their spirit and drive, the staff bringing their commitment and skills, the wider community of customers, suppliers, and stakeholders forming the bedrock of a nation of small businesses. When thinking about the future of small business, this needs to be right at the core of this. How do we support the people, the development, the mental health, and the aspirations of a nation? Here at Small Business Britain, we are committed to doing just that. Join us. Foreword from Bill Richards, UK Managing Director at the global hiring platform Indeed.
When I first started working at Indeed more than a decade ago, the hiring process was slow and cumbersome and frankly not fit for purpose for either employers or job seekers. Too many employers wasted time and money hiring mismatched candidates that weren't right for their business. Fast forward to today, and while technology has certainly improved the way companies hire and people find work, hiring remains beset by inefficiencies. Now, this matters to everyone, of course, but as our research shows, as many as a quarter of small businesses do not find it very easy at all to find the right people to hire. The average time to hire in the UK, in fact, from the moment a person submits their application to the point at which they accept a job offer, is currently around 36 days. But you know, as well as I do, that some roles take far longer to fill than that. And that number does not reflect the human toll of recruiting new personnel, particularly for small business owners who are juggling many other responsibilities. While an inefficient hiring process can cost a business in many ways, including loss of productivity, increased workload for existing employees, and missed opportunities, it can also turn off top talent who are often only on the job market for a short period of time. Making a mismatch hire is just as challenging and can equally hamper productivity and be a costly error for business owners. Hiring is an inherently complex process, and that's why more than 360,000 companies use Indeed, reducing time to hire with recruitment automation tools. For small businesses and their owners, matching to the right candidates quickly and seamlessly is mission critical.
Executive summary. Small business is personal. Small businesses are powered by people. There are 5.5 million small businesses in the UK, employing 12.9 million and contributing over 2 trillion to UK GDP. Behind these large numbers is an incredible force of passion, personality and individualism that is hard to quantify, but sums up the face of UK small business that most of us have come to know and love. The value that people bring to small businesses cannot be underestimated. Business owners see having the right team around them not only as the bedrock of growth, but the support network to realise their entrepreneurial dreams and mission. And for employees, the career rewards can be great. More flexibility, greater sense of purpose, and more opportunities for training and progression. This is probably why small businesses up and down the country rarely view their people as simply staff or employees, but often nothing short of family. When the right people meet the right businesses, incredible things can happen for individuals and businesses. And this is the alchemy that Small Business Britain and Indeed have joined forces to explore and galvanise. It is vital that we find ways to help small firms make the most of the talent out there and overcome the challenges they face now and in the future. Our research shows that the UK small businesses are grappling with a major talent gap and brewing uncertainty about how the future of work will change. But as the economic outlook looks set to brighten and the possibility of positive change glistens on the horizon, this also brings tremendous opportunities for growth. The impact of bringing in the right staff can be significant for the founder personally and for business success. The last few years have brought colossal challenges for small businesses, from the COVID-19 crisis through to the impact of Brexit and the cost of living crisis. While small businesses have battled through, exhaustion is rife, and hiring staff has become a particular pinch point for many, whether due to the challenges of the labour market ushered in by the pandemic or the growing pressure on wage inflation. In fact, 20% of small firms have felt the material impact of Brexit. The impact of not hiring the right staff is profound for businesses. Our polling shows that over half, 51%, say this prevents the business from growing, and 59% say it causes them increased pressures and stress. Jeff Wilkinson, founder of Wilkinson Construction Consultants, told us, "When we initially set up 15 years ago, it was just myself, my daughter and my wife. Since then we have grown to 5 consultants and 11 staff. We have tried many different places and approaches to recruitment, but Indeed has really transformed the process for us." Business confidence is positive, but there remain considerable concerns for the future. Incredibly, despite the ongoing global turbulence, there is a growing sense of optimism among business owners, and perhaps a feeling that they are over the worst. While serious challenges remain, most business owners, 89%, now say they feel confident in the future of their business for the next year. Given the subdued economic backdrop, this is testament to the remarkable resilience and positivity of the UK's entrepreneurs. Business owners back themselves, despite an array of challenges that weigh heavily. Three quarters, 76% of small businesses, feel that recession will be the biggest impact on their future performance, with 75% naming inflation. Energy prices, interest rates, and input rates also score highly as things that cause small business concern. Small businesses value staff and invest in training and flexibility. With small businesses placing such high value on their people as a means to unlock this growth, our research also illustrates the many ways they recognise and nurture talent and potential. Four-fifths of small businesses, 80%, are providing staff with training opportunities. And encouragingly, over a third, 40%, describe investing considerably in skills development. With the growing demand for flexible working, particularly since the pandemic, small businesses are also leading the way in embracing this trend. Overwhelmingly, small businesses are giving staff a strong degree of flexibility, with 84% offering flexible working of some kind. Over three quarters, 78%, allow flexible hours, and over a third, 35%, enable staff to work from home. This flexibility also stretches into other areas too. For example, over a third, 36%, offer flexible holidays. And there is evidence to show that this trend for empowering workers is on the rise, as small firms look at ways to attract and retain employees, particularly in a post-pandemic world that places growing emphasis on individual health and well-being. For example, almost half, 46%, of small businesses have brought in changes to working hours. One-fifth, 22%, have started to offer additional mental health support. 22% have brought in more flexible work locations, and 20% have introduced more time off. Staff are likely to see these benefits as big incentives and perks of working for a smaller organisation. And small businesses should keep this in mind when looking to motivate and engage employees, as well as attracting new talent. Despite all that they have to offer staff, there is certainly evidence that small businesses are facing a big talent gap and need support to recruit the right people to meet their needs. While most felt confident in being able to recruit staff with the right skills, our research showed that a quarter, 25%, did not find it very easy at all to find the right people. And as a result, almost a third, 30%, rely on recruiting through friends and family. While word of mouth and personal recommendations can give business owners a sense of important reassurance, there is a risk that it limits their talent pool. It is important we find new ways to support small businesses to access the best and most diverse talent in a more efficient way. Michael Sappho, graduate building inspector, says, "I like working for a small business because you have that unity. It's more family oriented. I know that if I need help, there is someone that will be straight there. I am dyslexic, so having that support system and one-to-one help makes my work so much easier." Although technology is not having a big impact on staff now, the big interest in AI is one to watch for the future. Alongside the immediate challenges of today, there is also a growing focus on potential future issues, not least AI. AI is undoubtedly the next big thing on the horizon, and it has been thrown into relief with this year's launch of one of the first consumer AI products, ChatGPT. As the power of this technology makes waves, it's also provoked an international debate about the possibilities, merits, and ethics of AI, and what it means for the future of work. Small businesses are no stranger to the revolutionary power of technology, with many turning to digital to diversify their businesses during the pandemic. Technology was nothing short of a saviour for many firms, and there was a huge swing towards digital adoption and embracing technology and skills during this time. Currently, AI is not causing noticeable shifts or shockwaves to the labour market in the small business space. Only 6% say it has meant they have cut staff, and this is more than balanced out than the 10% who have changed staff into new roles to manage digital. Yet AI is certainly of considerable interest to entrepreneurs. Over a third, 38%, have used AI or are considering doing so, which is an encouraging sign that small businesses are exploring ways to use this technology to their advantage, rather than risk getting left behind. The possibilities that AI bring are perhaps too big for any of us to comprehend at this stage. In fact, only 22% of business owners say they currently have any understanding of how best to use AI within their business. There will certainly be huge opportunities for small businesses, but bridging the knowledge and skills gap will require a major leap forward and lots of support along the way. Ren, marketing manager from Single Variety Co., says, "It's really difficult to find a company, but also a boss that is so willing to nurture you, but also let your freedom fly and experiment with things." Opportunities. Our research findings have revealed much within the small business talent space for the private sector, policymakers, and small businesses themselves to consider and build on, including four key opportunities to explore. The small business hiring process needs more support. Not enough small businesses find hiring easy, and too many rely on a narrow talent pool via close connections. The agility of small businesses is a superpower. Their propensity to offer flexibility is a powerful asset to attract and retain staff. Small business is personal. Reinforcing the human side of small business is another competitive edge for small businesses to harness. AI can be a positive force to boost small businesses, but this relies on enhancing the knowledge, understanding, and confidence of entrepreneurs to make the most of it. Alongside this, there are four key people challenges that businesses are facing right now that, once overcome, could be truly transformational. Talent gaps in small businesses cause big issues. Not finding the right people is having an adverse impact on the founder and their stress and mental health, as well as holding back businesses from growth. Brexit's legacy lingers. This issue is still having an impact on 20% of businesses that could use greater support to fill gaps in staff and supply chains. Working hours need rethinking. Despite the flexibility small businesses embrace, half still don't offer flexible working hours, despite the opportunities this could bring. Small businesses are not engaging significantly with technology to grow productivity. Methodology. Businesses surveyed came from the following locations. 18.7% came from the southeast of England. 12.4% came from the southwest of England. 11.8% came from Greater London. 8.5% came from the east of England. 7.7% came from the East Midlands. 7.6% came from Wales. 7.5% came from northwest of England. 7.3% came from Yorkshire and the Humber. 6.8% came from the West Midlands in England. 6.4% came from Scotland. 3.8% came from the northeast of England. 1.5% came from Northern Ireland. Businesses surveyed came from the following sectors. 28.8% from retail, 10.7% health and beauty, 8.7% arts and recreation, 6.3% information and communication, 5% cafe or restaurant, 4.6% administration and support services, 4% professional and scientific, 2.7% finance and insurance, 2.5% manufacturing, 1.9% tourism and travel, 1.6% construction, 1.2% wholesale trade, 1.1% accommodation, 0.5% primary fishing, farming, mining, 0.5% transport and storage, 0.3% energy, and 19.7% was other. Businesses surveyed were the following age. 5.1% were less than 1 year old. 15% were 1 to 2 years old. 27.4% were 3 to 5 years old. 22.3% were 6 to 10 years old. And 30.2% were over 10 years old. Businesses surveyed had the following number of people working in the business. 43% had just one person. 48.6% had between 2 and 9 people. 6.1% had between 10 and 24 people. 1.2% had 25 to 49 people. And 1% had more than 50 people. This report was brought to you by Small Business Britain and Indeed.